episode of the That's So Cincinnati podcast. I'm your host, Burl Love, editor of the Cincinnati Enquirer. Back with me hosting Casey Sloan. How are you?
I'm so good. So excited to talk to L'Emmanuel again today.
Yes, our special guest today, L'Emmanuel Scales. You might know him as Hilarious Scales if you are on social media. There's no way you haven't come across Hood News 75. Casey, a while back, you and your team, the Enquirer has a trending news team. We call you guys the News of Now team. Mm-hmm. And just to get into the weeds a little bit about the Enquirer and how we've evolved over the years, it used to be that if you were a reporter, you had a beat. Like, I'm the business reporter. And within the business team, it's like, well, I report on the Fortune 500 companies like Procter and Kroger, or I report on growth and development. And we still have those traditional beats. I'm the cops reporter. I'm the city hall reporter. Mm-hmm. But we have your team that is unencumbered with those traditional legacy newsroom beats. I like to say your beat is the audience.
Everything.
It's the audience. Mm-hmm. It's what... what are people interested in? What are they talking about? What is trending? What is the news of the now? And a lot of times I noticed that there were great stories that were falling through the cracks because they didn't fit into those traditional beat structure that we had. Mm-hmm. So your team, it's almost like you're mercenaries, like whatever is being talked about, you guys are all over, which is my great big setup too. A while back, you guys actually did a wonderful kind of a roundup of some of the Cincinnati area's top influencers on social media.
Mm-hmm. Top content creators.
Yeah.
I believe there was 8 of them, and he was among those, and he's been great. I mean, it's funny to see him reporting, because we are journalists and, you know, I've worked at TV news stations and seen reporters go live and everything like that. But for him to take this whole new take on it and use comedy and be funny and be himself, it's really boosted him into a whole other league among the Cincinnati influencers.
Well, since you guys did that special little project, Hilarious Scales, he's blown up a little bit, probably because of your coverage, probably because of the, no, I'm kidding. So we thought it'd be cool to catch up with him. He's got some things happening, which we'll ask him about in the interview. But, I think we're coming into what I would call his time to shine, because his winter weather reports.
Oh, they're hilarious.
They are on another level. So with that, let's bring in our special guest today, L'Emmanuel Scales. Special guest time on the That's So Cincinnati podcast. I am so excited today. As promised, we have perhaps one of the most famous social media influencers, at least if you believe what you read in the Enquirer. You might know him as Hilarious Scales. You might know him as Hood News 75. That's how my kid knows you. But you are, from birth, L'Emmanuel Scales.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast.
What is going on today? So beautiful.
Well, I love a good origin story. I want to know how a mild-mannered Cincinnati guy decides, I'm going to be a social media personality. Did you think this out ahead of time, or did it just sort of evolve?
It evolved. And it's crazy because I have an iPhone, as we can see here. And I went back on my Google photos 2 days ago, literally 2 days ago, 2014 or 15. I had my phone doing a selfie talking about the weather. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, going back that far, I'm like, all right, it's hiding in me. So it's something that I didn't know was going to happen. But, I trusted the process, and then it just started flowing together somehow. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, in case listeners of the That's So Cincinnati podcast aren't familiar, we're going to play your a recent weather report when we had that very early in the year snow. In fact, it was ended up being a record-setting November snowfall.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I know we are an audio podcast, so I'm just going to have to paint the picture here. It's a vertical video. It's on all your platforms. You are literally in the snow in a t-shirt running into the street. You are also a physical comedian. You can fall and do stunts like, you know, like with the best of them.
Yes.
And so you are sliding through the snow into the frame. And here's a little taste of Hood News 75.
Uh-oh.
Oh, f***. Hey, y'all, it's Hood News. Be careful, because it's slippery than the m*** out here. Y'all gonna end up doing some m*** I just did. I promise y'all the road's slicker than your baby mom when she's talking to another guy. Y'all need to be the f***ing safe.
That's pretty slick. That's pretty slick.
There it is. About it. There it is. Okay. I crack up, but I am also surprised at your following. Were you surprised when you started to get, you have what, a couple hundred thousand?
Yeah, I think we had like 180 on TikTok, 80 something on Instagram, and like 160 on Facebook. So it's crazy. People, man, they gravitate towards the hood. You know what I mean? It's been a blessing, 100%.
Yeah, it's grown a lot because I think when we first interviewed you, it was that back in March, it was like 200 and something thousand, 200,000 combined on all of them. So you've grown a lot.
Yeah, just thinking about it, I'm like, time has flown by so quickly, and it's just being consistent. And the number one thing is scales. What can you do that nobody else would do? Okay. That's the most important thing. I see a lot of people doing it. They got like my certain style. Like they go report the news, but they just reporting it like the news. You know what I mean? So, hey, somebody, this happened and this happened. I'm like, hey, MF this. Throw myself on the ground a little bit and just go with the flow. It's never planned. It's always just go out there and just be yourself.
Yeah, I feel like you're everywhere out in Cincinnati. How do you find all of the places to go to?
I got to a point now where sometimes if I'm bored, I come down here 7-8 in the morning, turn on my scanner, it air care, OSP, school buses, every police district, even including Kentucky. I just sit by like the Bengals stadium and wait for something to happen and just show up when it happens, exactly when it's happening. So it works out great.
I think some of our breaking news reporters need to follow that methodology.
Yeah.
Number one thing, go buy $800-some scanner, and then that's it. Because if you got it at the app, you're going to be delayed, and I'm going to be there 5 minutes before you. So let's get it.
That's a good tip. So is that your, like, I mean, I would say your, it's not just a shtick. You're actually wanting to report live from various scenes around town.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Yes, it is. The most important thing is you got to have a balance. Balance is everything. I can't do hood news every day. We got to talk about the Bengals. We got to talk about, you know, different things because people, you'll get tired. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Unless I'm out here cold every day or in the river every other day, like you got to have something else too as well.
How do you choose what to post and
it's got
out
to the point now I have a great following. So it's at a point now where I don't choose. I kind of just wake up and figure out what I'm going to do that day because I want to make it unpredictable. Okay. You know, like they don't know what I'm going to do. They don't know what I'm going to be wearing. They don't know what scene I'm going to be at. They don't know what I'm going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. So always unpredictable. Like you can never guess like he going to do a hood news today here or there or what's behind them. You would never guess it because I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, talk about, Let's get a little bit like the backstory here. So you're from the Cincinnati area.
Yes.
If I recall right, you start out in Mount Healthy.
No, so I started out downtown, but my family, I've been in Mount Healthy on and off my whole life. My whole family, my dad, uncles, aunts are all from the Mount Healthy area. So
okay,
that was always the spot where I grew up at.
All Love right.
It. Shout out to
But
Mount
you
Healthy.
Didn't go to Mount Healthy High School, did you?
No, I went to North College Hill in the 11th and 12th.
Okay.
So I went to North College Hill, but like literally on and off since the fifth grade, I've been back and forth from the city out to Claremont County.
Like what part of Claremont County?
Amelia.
Okay.
So Amelia
that,
days.
So that had to be a little bit of a, I don't want to say total culture shock, but
it's
very different
it was.
In Amelia than it is in North College Hill.
Absolutely. It's just, I'll say this, coming out there fifth grade, I had a grill. Sixth grade, I came back, I had a grill. Huge afro in Amelia. It was just crazy. But it was at that time where, you know, it was you know, that early hip hop, early 2000s phase. So like me and my brother was good. And so it worked out great.
Okay. That's awesome. No grill today.
No grill today. I actually got a grill, top and bottom now, that somebody made for me that I don't wear. People are like, it's just not you. I'm like, what's not me? Like, you know, I got different flavors, different styles. Yeah. I just can't talk with them in.
Yeah, you need to pull up the picture from when you were in fifth grade.
I think I got something for sure. I got a big fro picture, but not with the grill in. It was terrible.
So what is your day job when you're not doing social media?
Social media.
That's it.
Content, you know, content.
You're full-time now?
I'm full-time. I'm not getting paid full-time, but I'm chasing my dreams. If I stop right now and I go get a job, then that takes away from so much. So I'm barely getting by, but we are trying to, you know, we're chasing our dreams. Because if I don't do it now and I go back and try to start this over in 5-6 years when I had a run that I'm on now, it'd be pointless. So we giving it our all, and we are going to make the best of it. So just grab it.
When did you decide to go full-time content creation?
So I did security for 6 years out in at the place called Purina out there in Williamsburg. So like 4 or 5 years, and then other places. But it got to the point where I was becoming too busy. Radio here, can't call off. You know what I mean? You got to plan stuff, you know, hey, 2 weeks in advance. So, hey, John, it hit me up. Hey, you want to be on the radio tomorrow? Hey, this. So I was like, I got to the point where I can't be there.
John from 107.
Hey, love him. He has put me in so many positions to win. I love him.
He's begging to get on this podcast. I said, well, you gotta got to do something.
Is he really?
You know what? Yeah, we should have him on to talk about.
Yeah.
He's the busiest man in town during the holidays. He puts his elf suit on. Now, do you join John on like live remotes and things like that?
I've been on his show 3 times at the radio spot at the eatery, and we went to they don't say the boat thing as it used to be named back then, but it's what was it that just came, the big boats and all that?
Tall Stacks.
Yeah, that's what I don't know if I can say that, but it was Tall Stacks.
America's River Roots.
America's
Festival.
River Roots, or whatever it is. He hit me up. You want to go on a boat and do radio? I'm like, yes. So
of course.
He always put me in a position.
So
to win.
Where, when you say you're barely making it, where, what do you need to achieve to make this
brand deals? You know, brand deals. Every so often, you get something that you know can like pay a bill. Every so often, but just brand deals. You know what I mean? Like, being consistent. I do a lot of free stuff to get my foot in the door.
Sure.
That's what everybody wants, the money so quickly.
Now, do you have an agent now?
No, all me. All emails, everything.
You do it all.
All. Because if I miss out on an opportunity, you know, perfect example, Cooper's Hawk hit me up. Like, hey, come here and eat this and eat, you know what I mean? My manager, no, he's not interested. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to know what I like first, okay? I'm interested. I like to eat, so.
So Cooper's Hawk calls you up and they're like, come out, we want you. We'll... Like a typical influencer.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
Dinner on us, but...
Yes. Just post us.
Just post us,
just
yeah.
Just post us, you know. I think now
so you're to the point where people are inviting you to do that
everywhere.
As opposed to you...
It's got to the point now, like, this weekend, I can't even move for sure. I got videos to put out. I got to put out 2 videos today. I got to do some videos with a car place that I've been... working with Ryan Geis as well. I got like 7 videos I got to put up within the next like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I'll just be at home just cooking.
Yeah, and you were recently in a commercial.
Yes, shout out to Sharefax. Sharefax hit me up. Like, we love what you do in the community. We want to put you in a commercial. And we just did a commercial last week with Andre Yoshivash. So it's been crazy. These last 2 weeks, it has been crazier than ever. And I sat at home one day and brain was just scrambling. Like, I'm used to just going with the flow. I'm like, I got so much to do. So it's crazy.
How do you stay organized?
Schedule. The missus, she jots everything down. She always puts in a schedule, because if it wasn't for that, I'd be screwed, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I take care of the emails. I take care of this. I take care of going here and there. I just need you to write everything down and put it in my Google Calendar, and we ready to roll.
That's really nice. And he's very responsive.
Oh, yeah,
you got back to me quick for
podcast.
Well, I mean,
I got unread. Listen, this is one thing I learned. One thing I learned with this is, like, people who watched or looked out in the beginning, I will always show love and I always be quick to respond. I got some people, some big places out here that I kind of take my time on. You know, it's kind of like I work my magic a little bit, because I'm like, okay, if he's busy, then, you know, maybe we can bless him a little bit more or just kind of reach out. So I kind of... play that. I might sit for 2 days and watch an email and be like,
you don't want to seem too eager.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Because then they know you're desperate.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes.
It's kind of like when a new bar opens and they're not full inside, but they let the line queue up outside.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all marketing.
You got to know how to maneuver. People be so quick to hit people up, even, you know, with merch and things like that. The family's like, you need merch. I'm like, relax.
Well, what a great segue.
Because one of the reasons
we invited you on was because of merch. So.
Yeah, your Cincy Shirts collab.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit? How did that come to be?
So Cincy Shirts wrote me a couple weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago.
Our good friend Josh.
Josh is amazing. He wrote me. He was like, bro, we love what you're doing. Let's start something. And it's crazy because when I first started social media, I probably had like 4,000 followers. Mm-hmm. Like, just not even thinking it was going to go the way it was going to go. Didn't have a name. It was just me just doing whatever. And I went and was downtown one day on Main Street and stopped in a Cincy Shirts. And they said, we make shirts here on the spot. And I had this little logo that I had that was like, crazy to think about now, me just doing like this, like myself in a picture, and they printed it. So my first piece of merch like 5 years ago came from Cincy Shirts. So I'm like, this is the best time.
Yeah, it's very full
circle.
It worked out
so great.
Yeah, I love your turkey drop shirt.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so talk about that. And am I mistaken, or is it also it benefits?
Yes. So
who does it benefit besides you?
Snap benefits as far as like the shirts or
yeah,
so it benefits me in a way. So he made it clear, and we made it clear, like, hey, you're not going to be rich off of this, you know what I mean, like, mm-hmm. but you can get something off of it. But I'm like, I think of it as sacrificing in the beginning to build the brand, you know what I mean. People want to get in here, I got this merch, I want to make this money. I'm like, I just want people to walk around. It's, you know,
yeah,
free billboard, you know what I mean. So
yeah.
Gotcha.
That's the most important thing. You got to learn how to, well, who's this? Who's this?
So if you're listening and you're a fan of Hood News 75, Hilarious Scales, however they think of you.
Yes.
You can now get your own Cincy shirt. Would you describe it for us?
Just beautiful Cincy shirts. They got one that says Field Reporter on there. They got one with me with mm-hmm. my shirt ripped. But most importantly, it's the quality. The quality of the shirts are absolutely amazing. And the biggest thing is the price point. I've had so many people reach out to me. Hey, we want to do this. We want to do this. But the price point was not there for my fan base. I want it to be affordable. I know life is hard and we're struggling. It has to be right or I can't do it. So it worked out great.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
You said it is helping with snap benefits.
Yeah. So that is actually not, they just made a shirt to kind of like brand it. So mm-hmm. what that is doing is just like kind of getting the word out there, like just that situation right now. Actually, I don't even know. Actually, that might be, it might be, but I don't know. I don't think it is, but if it is, that is great. But, no, so I'm just doing all that by myself. You know, me and my team, we, seeing the news and
just raising awareness.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So I mean, with the, you know, Trump signing the spending bill in mm-hmm. the law, the shutdown is over for now until January 31st, and they believe that SNAP benefits will be one of the first and fastest things to be restored. Air travel, not so much. Maybe we need a new shirt to raise awareness of people who have their flights canceled.
Yes.
But not even that. You're very involved with the community and raising, you know, money. And because you do the Christmas.
Yes, I do the Christmas as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I watch all of these videos of huge YouTubers who help people. And that's why I started this. Like, a lot of people need to understand that I build my following and try to do it as big as I can because I want to help more people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I do it. If I don't have a balance of making people laugh and still helping, like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? And it's got to the point now where I started this Thanksgiving situation and, you know, I was on the news, Sheila Gray and mm-hmm. Gabby Egan,
yep.
huge TikToker shared it. And everybody has been absolutely amazing as far as, you know, helping get the word out. So that's great. But the most important thing for me is when people need help, we have to be there. And I messed up too. You know what I mean? I don't even have it. You know what I mean? But the people, we all came together and I think we had almost 11,000
wow.
for, for people to get food. And I just realized too, we did it for like SNAP and EBT or whatever, mm-hmm. but there are so many more people who need help. Like people who have, you know, mobile issues, and you know, a lot of people, it was a lot of people, hey, I can't even get out to get it, like, you mm-hmm. know, so we got to do some shopping for some people, and people don't know how big this is even without even SNAP being in it. There are so many people in need, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So where do you, how much time do you spend on the comedy aspect of it? Do you write your jokes ahead of time? Are you inspired on the scene?
No.
What's your process like? I'm curious.
Honestly, I go with the flow. I go with the trends. I go with.
So this is all freestyle.
I never plan anything unless I do a skit with somebody. But then when we come together, it's like, okay, what do we do? I never plan anything because it doesn't feel genuine. It doesn't feel real. Like when you, it's not me. You know what I mean? So whenever you see me have my camera on, I literally, you know, sit. I got a spot right here that I go to all the time. I put my tripod up and I just go with the flow. You know, I did a skit a couple weeks ago. My boy had my camera. He said, what you about to do? I said, just press start. We'll figure it out. And went crazy. That's when I was throwing myself in the grass and just like, he's like, I can't believe you did
that. Have
it.
You said, hurt yourself with some of these falls?
No, I have not. That fall that you played was actually, I was just trying to slide into the camera. So that was real. And then I did one the other day. The police literally like blocked the road behind me when I had my Santa outfit on. I just threw myself. That was like the third take. You know what I mean? Because he came in. So I'm just like, I got to the
police know who you are since you roll up into a lot of
everywhere
active crime scenes.
But it's
always probably like, oh no,
it's all respect. It's all respect. Like it's all. So a lot of, you know, police, they get bad light or things of that nature. And like me being a black content creator that has a following that the whole city and surrounding areas view, like they love it because it lets people know that they're human beings as well. You know, mm-hmm. So especially when I go to Cincinnati, like, they quick to shake my hand. Hey, we appreciate you. Anywhere I go, Covington, Newport, everywhere I've been, they come up and show love everywhere because it's like, okay, this is different. And he always shows love to first responders, which is very rare, you know, so it works out great for me.
So do you have a target in terms of, let's just pick one platform, Instagram, like, because I know nothing about this other than I scroll too much on it. And people like you crack me up. But where do you need to be in terms of followers where you start making real money?
So it's honestly, I see people that have way less than a following than me in Cincinnati that have, you know, deals like Abby, Everything Cincy. She's killing it. She has a lot of different sponsors. So I just guess the individuals and what you're putting out, honestly, like, you know, you can have 20,000 followers and have a brand deal with something, or you can be a fitness person that has 30,000 and got a brand deal with Gymshark. So it just depends on the individual.
Do you know what the threshold is when you actually start getting money from TikTok?
I think TikTok is a grind. You have to be grinding, or you have to be putting out serious numbers to actually make money on TikTok. Mm-hmm. You know, TikTok, I feel like for me, it's like if with anybody, I feel like it's just to blow up your other platforms. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. you can literally get on there and blow up crazy. But, hey, follow me on Instagram. Hey, follow mm-hmm. me on Facebook. But a lot of people don't do Facebook. Well, they do kind of do Instagram and TikTok. And Instagram is where the business is, I realized.
Okay.
So
that's a good tip. So huge. Speaking of tips, do you have any tips for people starting out? They want to be an influencer like you.
A lot of people I communicate with that want to start are nervous. They don't want to put themselves out there. You have to be yourself. You have to be real, or people will see it.
I don't think you ever get nervous. You have that No.
Anywhere I go, I tell people all the time, if you want to start influencing, the most important and the first step is, if you go to Kroger, if you go anywhere in public, start a conversation with somebody. It'll make you comfortable. When you get on that camera, it just flows. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. so many, like I said, people are scared to mm-hmm. start. People are scared. Oh my God, what is my husband going to think? What is my family going to think? Nobody cares.
Have you gotten any pushback from family or friends?
My family, all my family loves it.
Like,
you know?
Is your grandmother still living? And does
no,
she?
None of
so
them.
You don't have to worry about your language.
No. Yeah. And that's the crazy thing. A lot of older like people, they like, hey, I love your content, but you just cuss too much. I'm like, yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. You know, respectfully, you know, just go watch the news. But they very honest. You know, the older people, they don't care. They very honest. I'm just like, hey, just go watch the regular news because this might not be for you. And I tell people mm-hmm. that, like, it might not be for you, but I can't change it because I'm the only one doing it and I'm kind of in my own lane.
Right.
100%. Yeah.
No, yeah, you got to, yeah, I want to say this real quick. Before you start content creating, don't worry about what people say. I don't care if it's your husband, mom, cousin, or whatever, like past relationship. Are you so funny? And then you get start doing content creating. It's like, are you just entertaining people now? You know what I mean? You just trying to. I'm like, this is what it is, you know. But don't be scared. Don't fear anything. Just get out here and be yourself and be genuine. Because when I go places now, I don't have to, you know, unless I'm in a professional setting, you know, like this, they still know who
like
I am.
Today, but
I'm still,
yeah,
I'm,
the Enquirer
Studios. I'm still myself. But yeah, when I go places, like, I don't have to be, hey guys, they know who I am. I can kind of mm-hmm. be more, way more comfortable because I'm not putting up this fake, you know, persona for, you know, the entertainment. I'm just like this, but not cussing, of course, because we in a professional setting. That's it.
Yeah, we have the, we don't technically have the FCC, but we do have the, you know, 180 something year institution brand of the Enquirer.
Yeah.
Now we do have an editor out there that tries to get profanity into headlines every once in a while.
That
like,
might be,
yes,
would that
like
be David?
That would be Carl Weiser, our politics editor. So during election night, Vivek Ramaswamy was frustrated with how the Republicans were losing across the country. And he said, quote, we got our asses handed to us today. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to put that in the headline. And I said, no, you have to do A dash dash ES. And so he was not happy about that. But
that's so funny.
Yes, we have our standards here. So I appreciate that, you know, so far we haven't had, you know, any words that our producer Phil has to bleep out other than the snippet of a typical news update.
Yeah, yeah.
At Hood News 75. Man, how'd you come up with the name?
Like 3 or 4 years ago, I was on Facebook. I went live. I had on this little wig. I was joking. It was wintertime. And I'm like, oh, I'm about to start this little news thing because the live went crazy. And it was in news 75, if you catch my drift. So,
N News 75.
Yeah, so... Good News 75. I'm like, that just saying, it just, I'm like, people can't say that. So I just went, I'm like, okay, Hood News 75, but it's going to be 75. So yeah, thank God we didn't do that.
75 because of Interstate 75?
No, it's just a random number.
Just a random number.
Really? Yeah, so, you know, we 75, so it worked out great. But like, no, it's just a random number. I'm like,
I mean, you're wearing a sweatshirt, you know, one of those Bengals Nike sweatshirts that says 513 on it. Yeah, so I was thinking, okay, 75, maybe it's like, you know, shout out to the interstate.
Yes.
Yeah, but no,
it worked that great. No, it now, 75. You know, people say like the
just
interstate.
Like
I'm
six,
like, wow.
6'7", there's no reason.
I don't even know what that is, but yeah. I asked my son, I'm like, what is
there's
it?
There's no rhyme or reason to it, right?
I mean, I learned if you can get in there and find a niche with the kids, you will blow up quickly. Like, it was a thing called like Skibbity Toilet or something. Nobody knew what it was, and they came out with like, it was a phase for like 6 months, and they probably made millions of dollars off of it. Now they just like,
mm-hmm.
Now we're getting somewhere. This is the origin story I like.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
So yeah.
Yeah, it was a crazy name. It was a crazy name, and we had to switch it up a little bit to make it more people friendly, of course. So
it
worked out 100%.
It worked out great.
And we've been growing, and we've been so what I learned with social media is I can be Hood News, but I can't, how can I say this? You can't really be in that lifestyle like that. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. from the city or whatever. People know that. Some people don't. But like, I can't be like on the block doing this and doing hood activities because it takes away from the brand. So I go to places like this, John John. I go to the DAP program at UC. I go to the Moorline Lager House to let people know. Like, and I do this intentionally because I want people to know, like, hey, this is a character that he does, but he still can be professional at all times. So that has opened up a lot of doors. Because I put myself, and I go to places that's super uncomfortable sometimes. Like, I don't want to, you know, it's kind of not my style, but you never know who you'll meet. And every place I've gone to that was uncomfortable, I've met somebody great that that has helped me in a way.
What was, give us an example of one of the surprising places you got invited to.
Like UC DAP program.
Okay.
Very different. Very different. They have, you know, the architects, they have the fashion designers. It was kind of those kids that were like kind of on the sides doing their own thing. You know what I mean? So it was so many of them, so many great people. And it was very uncomfortable.
Did you give
them
like
first.
A motivational speech? Or
no, I was just like kind of like, you know, shaking hands. Like,
oh,
you never know
funny.
Who's going to be the next fashion designer or creator kind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I go to places where I know I'm going to be somewhat uncomfortable, but you never know who you're going to meet.
Do you get recognized in the street?
Everywhere. Starbucks. Three people literally before I got here want to take a picture. Sometimes I turn a corner going somewhere. I'm like, I gotta get tents on my car.
Do you have to tell them your name at Starbucks? So I'm looking at it and it says Hood News on your cup.
Yeah. So I just order it online. Okay. And then they just do that. Or they know, like a lot of them know, they have like a messenger group for Starbucks. So a lot of them know like, oh, he hasn't came to our store yet. Or I can't wait till we see him. So I go to random Starbucks sometimes, but.
And that's the order of Hood News.
Yep. Hood News. So they know. And it's perks to
being
Hood News.
I bet.
At a lot of restaurants or, you know, small businesses. So.
I mean, that's the world of influencing, right? You have to.
Hey, I want a large pizza. Yeah. Like, what's your name? Oh, Hood News. Oh, Hood. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll give you this for a discount. You know?
As business owners will tell you, social media marketing is tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could spend a lot of money and get no results and have one person like you show up and all of a sudden they're blowing up.
That's why John made that very clear. He said, I use you for a great example, like me and Mueller Review, because he say a lot of people spend so much money on marketing and things of that nature, and it's not the way that people do, you know, now. Like, that's why changed. Y'all so, that's why y'all everywhere. And I'm like, listen, if you want to get the word out, especially like in Cincinnati or anywhere like that, you have to bring in the influencers. And I've been working with so many corporate companies and places that's like, hey, this is the first time we're trying this. We want to bring you in. We want to bring like Mullet in or this person. So I'm so happy in 2025 going into 2026. There are so many different companies that are trying influencers because they like, okay. And again, these younger people that's coming in, like, hey, y'all been doing this for this, you know, this long. Bring in the influencers. They are next up. We're not going anywhere. The times are changing. Everybody's on their cell phones. Like, you got to capitalize with people that's in your targeted areas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mr. Scales.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast
thank
today.
You.
Before
great.
We let you go, is there anything on the horizon, big plans you have that you want to break the news here? I mean, you could break it on your own platform, but
I'll just
throw us a bone. What do you got coming up?
I'll just say this. Shout out to Jeff Weiler. Shout out to Ryan Geis.
Okay. Jeff Weiler?
Wildcoat.
One
shout
of the
out
oldest,
to,
most revered automotive dealers in
shout
town.
Shout out to Jeff Weiler, has been great.
Which is funny because Jeff Weiler got his start going way out in Claremont County before any of that development happened.
Did great. Did
down
great.
32, there was this car dealership, and his tagline, this is like, you know, the patriarch of the family, was, you know, come here and buy a car because just like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. That was his, that's what made that man famous.
You know
just
what they
like
say now.
Cheaper in the country. So now you.
Yes. And shout out to Cincy Shirts as well.
Okay.
It's a lot of places I can shout out, but Cincy right. Shirts for sure. They
so
see the
is
vision.
Weiler hooking you up with a ride?
They're not going to hook me up with a ride.
You need a better agent. I'm going to represent you from now on.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Look at
we'll
that. Talk about that. Wait, hold on. I gotta paint the picture. He just held up some car keys with the dealer tag still on him.
Yes. Shout
out to Jeff. What are you driving Weiler. Now?
I have a 2025. I don't know, actually.
Something.
I've been switching them out all week.
All right.
I've been switching them out all week. So
good
it's,
see, you're making it work, man.
God is good. God is good for
that's,
sure.
That's fantastic.
They're trusting in the they're trusting the process. And big shout out to Bid FTA. I love y'all so much. Bid FTA is absolutely amazing as well. So
all right.
Yes.
Well, again, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You've totally legitimized me with my 19-year-old son. Now
they know what's up with the hood.
They do. Yeah. They he's like, why don't you ever write about stuff that we care about? And I'm like, I don't know.
They love the hood.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Casey, I think I would, you know, now that we're done interviewing L'Emmanuel, I don't want his like ego to get too big, but I think he's one of my favorite local content creators.
Oh yeah, I would have to agree.
And
him and Kendra, the other content creator I interviewed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Mullet Review is good too.
Yes, yeah.
You know, we can't forget good old Mullet Review. He's
all
probably roped into that hairstyle now for the ever. Foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he can't like get like a, you know.
He'd have to change his name. Yeah, a mohawk. Mohawk Review.
Or like a burst fade. He can't like, you know, go contemporary. He's got to stay old school with the mullet.
Yeah.
But, yes. And, you know, Hood News 75, I think he's coming into what I would call his peak season because his weather reports are a whole new thing, like a whole new level. But anyway, so what are you doing after work today?
Well, I'm going to have such an exciting day. I'm taking my fiance to get his wisdom teeth out because he waited way too long to get them out. His like jawbone is growing over his teeth.
No.
Yeah. So they had to get him in ASAP.
Like, this is true oral surgery.
Yeah.
So he's going to be like,
he's nervous.
Out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People don't like going under. So I mean, I didn't.
I was only on laughing gas for my wisdom teeth.
Well, you probably didn't have your jawbone growing over your teeth either.
But my bottom ones were compacted. So they had to cut those out. But no, I was on laughing gas. Like, I could feel them.
So are you going to video him when he's coming out of the anesthesia?
100%. It would be a disservice if I didn't.
To the world.
Yes.
To the community. There's some great videos.
I need to go
people.
Viral, you know?
Yeah, that could do it.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely could do it. You know, when I had my wisdom teeth out, it was kind of a similar thing. They were impacted, but one of them, on the x-rays, they were worried that it was fused to the bone.
Oh my gosh.
And they didn't want to like risk that with me just being on laughing gas. So I went completely under. And I was hearing all these horror stories that like people coming out of the anesthesia, just, you know, getting violently ill and nauseous and things like that. And fortunately, when I came out of the anesthesia, I was hungry. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, I got in the car and my dad was like,
what did you eat? I mean,
we stopped at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I got mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mm.
Yes. Yes. Producer Phil is nodding with approval. But yeah, some people have a rough time with the anesthesia. I fortunately did not.
Yeah. Hopefully he's the same.
Well, okay. Well, did he give you permission to do this post anesthesia video?
He would hate that. Oh, okay. I would post it anywhere.
All right. Well, don't let him listen to the. Well, yeah. I mean, this podcast, as we record it on a Thursday, will drop Thursday night. He'll already be done.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's amazing. Okay. Well, I encourage everyone not just to check out Hilarious Scales, but there are a whole bunch of other content creators just covering all aspects of life in Cincinnati that you should check out. And if you need a little introduction to the content creators making things happen in Cincinnati, just go to cincinnati.com, search it up. You'll find it. We'll put the link on this podcast story promo as well for people. Check them out because like L'Emmanuel, some of these content creators, they're trying to make this their full-time gig and make a run for it. So let's support them because, man, they make our day brighter, don't they?
Yes. I love seeing Hilarious Scales get into the High River whenever it's cold out.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is. Yeah. I mean, and again, as we talked about, he is very free with his language.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, we'll give it the PG-13 warning.
Yeah.
But yes. All right. Well, should we wrap things up, Casey?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the That's So Cincinnati podcast, a production of The Enquirer and Cincinnati.com.
If you enjoyed the podcast, please give us a rating and share it with a friend who loves all things Cincinnati.
And finally, if you value local journalism, and I know you do, and haven't subscribed for full digital access to Cincinnati.com, now is a great time. Just go to Cincinnati.com and click on the subscribe button to see a special offer just for you.
Thanks again. See you next week.